Okay, here's the deal. Ray succumbs to some of the inherent problems of biopics, like condensing the subject's life into a couple hours or how to end the movie. And it also muddles up the story with some awkward dream sequences and flashbacks. But it recovers well, and Jamie Foxx turns in a phenomenal performance. The filmmakers don't shy away from Ray's checkered past, including his womanizing and heroin addiction, although they did leave out some things, probably because he was so prolific with the women that even Wilt Chamberlain might have not believed it all. Ray Charles is thrown up on the screen with all of his faults intact, but this flick isn't about Ray Charles' moral highlights. It's about his revolutionary development of his own music and how he took control of his own destiny. Ray gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.